Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The following program contains content of a sexual nature and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Joy 94.9. Thank you so much to the World Wide Wave for another great show. It is Moist Monday. Ladies, get ready because we're in the wet spot. And we've got another fabulous show for you again tonight. Today we're going to be delving into some very interesting things and a couple of my favourite things. Now, joining me in the studio, we have Serpentress and the Gimp. We're all about tattoos and kink tonight, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Sammy.
It's very good to have you in visiting us tonight. Now, we're going to get into some pretty amazing things that are happening today. Now, tats is one of those things that we see on so many beautiful women out around town, and there is quite an interesting fetish for women with tats, isn't there, Dale?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I do, so do you?
Oh, there's nothing. There's nothing like some very well-placed ink on a very gorgeous body, is there?
And look, well-placed ink makes a gorgeous body, really. I mean, it really helps to, you know, enliven your senses.
Now, we will always love to hear about what you think about what we're discussing tonight, and always get involved with the conversation. You can drop us an SMS on 0427 joy949. You can email onair at joy.org.au, or you can give us a buzz on 1300 joy949. Get involved with the conversation because this show, it's uncensored, it's raw, it's in your face, and it is very moist. And it is all about ladies who love ladies. Yeah. You're right there. The Gimp's already falling off her chair.
Ladies off her chair, Sammy.
Slip and slide.
Slip and slide.
Now, the main reason we was talking about tattoos is, you know, you get to see them and every day as an artist yourself. Now, for you, it's such an interesting area to get into, to see these women coming in that are just in love with their bodies and in love with their artwork so much.
Well, I don't know that they're in love with their bodies. I think that we're all trying to love our bodies, and I think owning your ink makes you love your body more, and I know that that's been my case at least. So every time I get a new tattoo, I'm like, oh, I fucking love this, you know? Yeah. I love it more, and then you love yourself more. And then when other people appreciate your art too, that's an even more lovely experience. And then you meet other people with ink and they all want to talk about it, and you know, everybody loves ink. Well, everybody that's got ink loves ink.
now the Gimp's actually has just had some more work done today, hasn't she?
Fresh. Yes, I think that's about the pain as well, Sammy. It's not just about the ink.
Well,
although somebody doesn't like sitting still while getting inked.
Can't sit still because one's sliding.
I think it's because of the glad wrap we've put on the chair so she doesn't get too moist as she talks about her enjoyment of getting ink. Now, have you found when you're actually inking some girls that they're just getting so excited about how it actually feels getting inked that, you know, it's hard for them to actually sit still and concentrate? We know how the Gimp feels about it.
She has a problem with it, yes. guess. I wouldn't call it a problem per se, except that she kind of would prefer that I tie her down to the chair so that she remains still.
Well, that's for later in the show.
But, but yes, before we get there, no, there is a lot of tentativeness for women about the way they handle the pain. And women can handle so much pain. It's incredible.
Yeah, hello. So, which sex has the children? Yeah.
For starters. Let's just talk about menstrual cramps every month. No, let's not. Anyway, but yeah, no, women, they can often be really girly about it and not want to sit the pain and do a lot of, you know, numbing creams and all sorts of other things. But at the same time, they have the capacity to really sit through heaps of pain and really go into another space with it. And that's been my experience getting tattooed, and it's been my experience in taking people into that space in the tattooing as well. So,
is that something that you find a little bit with your experiences about it, Madam Gimp? That for you it's about actually being able to concentrate enough on, you know, sitting still while you're actually getting your ink done, but having that in your mind about the enjoyment of actually being tattooed.
It's about the enjoyment of it, Sammy. It's about taking me to another First of all, it's about the ink and the fact that I like to love my body like everybody else does. But actually, it's about the space it takes me to. And you don't actually feel the pain after a while. It's not actually pain, it's pleasure.
Mm.
It becomes pleasure. It takes you in another... The whole process of getting tattooed is something, the whole ritual of set up and doing that and taking me into that space is the part that I like. Not only the tattooist, but I like the tattooist as well.
Well, it does.
She slides off the chair as well.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow. Stop that.
It does actually help the enjoyment of the whole ritual of being tattooed.
Yes,
if the woman that tattooing you is so hot that you can't concentrate in the first place.
Exactly. If it was a man, it would be a different matter, and that wouldn't be the case.
I mean, we don't really want a man handle.
No, we don't want a man handle.
Definitely a lady handle.
And I would like a man to handle you, the dear.
Now. Oh no, I'm just feeling left out. I'm on the wrong
side. No, come on, Sammy, we can do this.
Slide on over here, sweetheart.
Slide on over here. Come on. Whoa, the tables are going. Oh, Sammy, put that away.
Now. Behave yourself.
Now, put the ball in your
hand. Yeah, you wish. Now, the thing is, we were talking. We touched briefly on that. No, the one thing I want to talk about is the thing with tattooing is it is quite. It can be the ritual of it, which is the amazing thing, and I think that's one of the things that's very seldom spoke about with tattooing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think all artists would come to it from that space. And I certainly like to bring that into my awareness. Even if the client isn't wanting it to be a particular ritual, I would prefer for me that it is. But we really are going into some deep pain spaces, you know. For some people, it's really surfacey, it's really irritable, whatever. For other people, you know, they can move into other states of consciousness with it. So give it that real sense of ritual and a really deep respect space, I find is really important. And I think it comes through in the end result as well. I see a lot of artists that will just, you know, slap stuff on really quickly, get them out the door. And I really dislike that way of working. I don't want to see that sort of... I don't want to be that for me. So, yeah, I would much rather create a beautiful space that the client is comfortable in, that I'm comfortable in, and we create some magic together.
And I think that's one of the things, as you said, is it also makes it that enjoyment for you in what you do.
Absolutely.
Because it's that ritual that actually really you get involved with as well.
Yeah. And look, you know, I have to go there for me, and I would love for them to come with me. They don't always need to do that for themselves. And I don't often speak about it. But it's certainly something that I would much rather have people be aware of so that they can go into that space for themselves in their mindset before they even come to the studio.
So as we ungag the gimp, is that why you think that you enjoy the whole ritual of being tattooed in this space, is because it is that, you know, basically circle of enjoyment of the ritual of it being done? You know that the gorgeous woman that's doing the work is enjoying it in the same way that you are?
I'm just paying a gorgeous woman to do something for my body. What else do you want? And I have to pay for it. Yeah, it's a whole ritual. It's about the beginning to the end, and knowing that the tattooist is in a space as well, thankfully in a space that I'm enjoying, that she's not going to make a mess of my arm while she's playing with my body.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's about the whole ritual, but being in that space, it's about the pain as well, but it's very different. It's been taking me to another land.
And I think that's one of the things that I suppose the difference, I mean, there's a lot of similarities with this as we talk and go into the kink scene a little bit more in a little while. I suppose one of the reasons why tattooing, even though we can talk about the ritual of being very similar to the kink scene, is there has to be that much more thought and work and process to go into it to it actually be part of, it's a bigger picture than just playtime.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you look at a lot of play, it's, you know, marking the body in certain aspects, but it's not necessarily a permanent mark.
Mm.
Like, yes, we were talking earlier, you know, as we're all brainstorming about scarification, and yes, that is more of a permanent mark. But it depends. Like, sometimes they will heal up a lot lighter. It's not going to be as visible. But I think, you know, for people that are wearing tattoos, you have to remember you're wearing it for life, you know. So if you're going to go into this process, go in with a lot of thought and a lot of brainstorming between you and your artist and you know, really get into a deep space with it before you even get into the deep space of the tattooing itself, you know. Yeah, I think it's pretty important. I try to give my clients the space.
The connection's got to be there with the tattooist. You've got to have that connection. I wouldn't allow anybody to tattoo me. I have to have that connection.
Yeah.
And that's about a kink as well. You've got to have that connection with the person you're playing with.
Well, that's right. And it, you know? And again, and it's something that we will touch on as well, is it is all about that, the respect. Mm-hmm. If you have the respect of your artist and your artist respects of the journey that you're going to be taking with your artwork and how you want your ink done and your end process, that's the similarities that it has as well with the kink scene too, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. I mean, respect each other's process in the whole thing, like the way that the artist is going to come to the work, the way that the client wants to come to the work, and honouring the space you create as you're working.
Yeah.
So that you can really, as much as you choose to at any time, and of course it's different every day, but as much as you choose to at any time, go into the pain and really experience that as a pleasure, if that's where you want to go with it. Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's no secret how much I love my ink work and how much I appreciate ink on beautiful women is, for me, part of my ink work, it was about the ritual of actually getting it done and the experience of getting it done.
Yeah.
But it was also me being able to tell a story of my own personal journey through my ink work on my body, and being able to have and to know that that each piece of work that I have is part of a story of my life. And I think that extends the commitment to that ritual in the process.
And you are essentially a yearbook, as it were, you know, like you're a photo album of life. You know where you were when you got that piece. You know how you felt. You know that it's about particular people that are in your life. You can even pinpoint it, you know, down to seasons and or dates and times. And, you know, it's so like there's a really huge, you're drawing in so much stuff when you're going to get a tattoo. And, you know, I've never really been one to go, I just want one of these because it's pretty, you know. All my tattoos have such significance to them. But it's also really interesting how some of them gain more significance as the time goes by. You know, I understand my tattoos even more now than I did perhaps even when I was getting them, and I thought I had that rock solid, you know. But
is that the way the Gimp feels about her work as well?
I feel, for me, it's about loving my body, loving me, and having something permanent on me that's not going to go away. It's a reminder of how I felt when it was happening, where I was when it was happening, and also it's about love. I mean, that sounds wishy-washy and fluffy-duffy, but to be open and honest about it, it's about love. It's about loving me as a person. This is mine. This is our ownness. And it's about owning my life. And about owning,
and love
owning
skin
my
kink
as well.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. And I mean, that's what, and really, and that's the basis of what this show is about, is about women who love women. But at the end of the day, you know, the old, yes, women who fuck women.
Women who fuck women,
yeah,
Simon.
That's right.
We love it.
We love them and we love to fuck them. But
we love fucking the hot ones with the tattoos.
Tattoos? Yes. It don't have to be too hot, as long as I've got tattoos. Yeah. You can always put a bag of life.
Oh, she did. Yeah, bring the gag ball out again. We all know how much that she loves her mask, so that's what it's all about. I know the GIMP. We're going to move in the right direction, and we're going to walk away from Miss Mask GIMP in the process, and we're going to be right back.
Melbourne's most lovable radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you are in the wet spot with Sammy. We've got the Sempress and the GIMP here. I think she's going to spend most of the show with that ball gag in if she doesn't behave herself. She loves to, she's too busy laughing. We're having a little bit of a chat before we were listening to some wonderful Beth Ditto and gossip there about the rituals behind gorgeous tattooed ink work, beautiful women tattooing beautiful women and appreciating their bodies. And we touched on, started to sort of talk a little bit about the kink scene and we're going to be all about breaking down some barriers about kink and about, the reality of kink is it's not about dirty back rooms and, people hurting people for the sake of it. It's, the first thing that we want to be able to talk about, I think, and the GIMP's going to tell us about this, is the amount of respect that it's involved in the kink scene.
It's about safe, consensual. It doesn't have to be a seedy back room. It's not a seedy back room. It's safe, consensual places where people can explore, break down barriers for themselves. It can be in your own bedroom. Mm. It can be in your kitchen. It could be in your coal cellar. It could be anywhere you want it to be. But it's about respect. Respecting each other, respecting yourself, mostly. Respecting yourself. You have to respect yourself to be able to go and do something in the kink community.
That's right.
If you don't respect yourself, then you're not going to respect anybody else.
And, that's one of the things with it, really, isn't it? And it is about, I suppose, one of the biggest messages we can get across about kink is the huge amount of communication that's involved before play takes place, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You've got to know what it is that you want, really, so that you know how to ask for it. And then, I found that in my introduction and stuff, I'm looking around and I'm seeing all of these different things taking place at, say, a club, and you're able to watch a lot of different scenes at play. And without knowing the language initially, that was a hard one because you're like, well, I don't know what that is. And I don't know how to ask for what I want. I don't know what to call it. But so long as you can communicate what it is that you ultimately desire to experience, they'll give you the lingo for it and off and running. Yeah.
And there's such a thing as called FetLife, which is the Facebook of kink community, which is a Skillshare environment where people chat, put up pictures, you see things out there, you can ask people questions. It's that, there's a connection, there's a community out there. There is a community. You just have to, as you're saying, just have to ask the right questions and know exactly what not only know exactly what you want, but you need to know some. Think about what you want.
The one of the big things with the kink community that I found is it's about that openness and the honesty, but also about the acceptance for people that are beginners, of people that actually want to learn, as you said, about what you want and what you're interested in. There's nothing wrong with actually standing back and being a voyeur and actually having a look at all of the different types of plays so that you can actually work out what you actually want, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And it's also very welcoming to just all types. It doesn't matter what your kink is. Mm. People are very understanding of allowing everybody to have their own space, So it doesn't mean that you have to go and play with them. You can just stand back and go, oh, yeah, that's nice. It's not for me, but it's nice, whatever. Or it doesn't really matter. You can rock up in some crazy suit. You can rock up in nothing. You can rock up, with a paper bag over your head. And a gag ball.
That's a budget mask.
That's a budget mask. DIY. DIY mask. You put eyes in a hole in it.
But that's the thing. Like, they are so understanding and really, quite loving in that sense that it doesn't matter what size, shape, colour you are. They're just open to really allowing you to share and discover yourself first.
That's a very good point. Go. You're making the size and shape of people. It's not an issue. People out there who are dressing in very little and people out there who are dressing in a lot. It's about the fetish as well as the kink. It's about what people are wearing, not always what they're doing.
And I think it's one of those environments that, again, we come back to the word respect. It's about the huge amount of respect for everybody's choice to opt in or opt out of situations. Now,
At any time.
Any time. You can be halfway through any sort of play or a quarter of the way through or whatever and say, well, you know, I wanted to give this a go. I've decided it's not really my thing.
Yeah.
So they
also check in with you too. Like, don't be afraid to want to go and try something, particularly with experienced other folk, you know, because they will check in. Are you okay with this? Are you feeling you'd like to continue? You know, is the pain too much? You know, whatever it is that you need to experience, they're really there to help guide you through it.
And you just said something about pain. Kink is not about people getting hurt. And everyone has, I suppose one of the things for me is about breaking down the barriers and the misconceptions about what kink is about. And a lot of people, first off, think that it's about someone getting hurt or someone being in pain. But we touched on this when the Gimp was talking about how she feels about being tattooed. Mm-hmm. It's about getting pleasure from the pain. That's something that you enjoy, and it may be at a different level for other people.
Yes, it's not pain. I can go out and fall down the stairs and have pain that way. That's not the sort of pain I'm looking for. Mm. It's the pleasure that's taking me somewhere to a journey where I want to be.
Yes.
It's about also knowing as an individual that I can turn around and say, I don't want this. This is not for me, and don't feel abnormal about it, you know. Being in a gay woman in that environment as well is that I can explore that as well. I can be who I want to be, and whether that's wearing a paper bag with holes in it and walking about, then that's what it is. And I won't do that down the street, but I'll certainly do it in a safe environment.
And I think again, and you know, it's about feeling that you're safe, isn't it?
Definitely safe, yeah. And that's it. Have the right people around you, someone that's going to help guide you through it. And, of course, that's going to be an awkward thing to find, walking straight in as a brand newbie into the scene and not know who to speak to, you know.
Gib just got all excited when you said newbie.
she blushed and flushed.
And off that chair again, Sam. You're on the floor. Come back.
We're all just trying to climb back onto our seats now.
just like fucking chips.
We're going to listen to some messages and we're going to keep on getting kinky. The feathers are out.
And give us a bell. Let us know what you would like to do.
We want to hear about, because you know what? There is nothing that is not on the table here on the Wet Sport. It is Moist Mondays here in the studio.
Yeah, very moist.
The Gimp's about to fall off the chair again. Drop us an SMS on 0427 joy949. Email onair@joy.org.au. I'm making sure I'm not concentrating, aren't you, Gimp? Or you can give us a buzz on 1300 joy949.
joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. It is Moist Mondays here at Joy's. We are in the Wet Spot with Serpentis and the Gimp here joining me in the studio. And we are well and truly getting kinky. We're breaking down some misconceptions and some barriers into the kink world because we want our ladies to actually think, you know what, there's something else I've always wanted to try and something else I've always wanted to think about. What's this like? What's that like? Some safe spaces. So part of breaking down some of our barriers, we're going to break down sort of some of the language that you might hear when the kink scene's talked about. So one of the first things you always hear is someone talking about spanking.
Mm-hmm. Spanking.
Spanking.
Yes.
So, of course, spanking's done...
With a hand.
Yep.
On, well, generally a bum.
Yep.
Yeah. But I guess you can have your thighs spanked. You could have, you know, like generally the rump area. Like that's a pretty nice place to be spanked. And then, yeah, but like it's really about contact of hand to bum.
Normally, flesh to flesh.
Yes, exactly. Flesh to flesh. Yes. Like you could possibly be spanked with your pants on, but it's really not as like a nice experience.
Very different sensation, that one.
Yeah. And look, I've been spanked with fishnets before and you're left with quite an imprint. a very interesting bruised... Anyway, so, but like that's spanking. That's a general, you know, but like don't think that you have to go and be spanked.
No. You can be a spanky.
You can be a spanky.
Yes.
A spanky.
Like a Yankee spanky.
Now, going on. She can't help herself.
One has got one's pants on.
Yes. Now, of course, when we have spanking's all about the hand. And then, of course, we talk about
impact play.
Yes.
So if you were to spank someone with something else, so you may have a paddle or you may have a wooden spoon or you may have... anything that you happen to find around you in your environment. So, like, you may even have, like, a book or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a level between the people, between the spanker and the spanky. There's an item involved. And then they are generally termed impact play. So, like I said, it could be any kind of item in your environment, but generally lots of toys or lots of paddles or... all types of things in different textures and different weights and stuff like that are used to give different sensations.
So then, of course, we move from impact play, which is normally a flat implement, mostly.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Would caning come under impact play?
Yes, because it's an item that you're hitting the body with.
Okay. Yeah. Does that also include, of course, you have so many different types of whips and crops?
Crops are crop, but a cane is a cane. That's a different sensation from a crop or a whip. Very different sensations. And it depends on whether it's made of wood, whether it's made of bamboo, whether it's made of metal, leather. Depends on what you're hitting, you're caning someone with. And it depends whether you've got your pants on or your pants off.
Totally depends. Pants off.
Keep them on. Again.
Put your pants back on, Gimp.
And a pair of pantless Gimp. My goodness.
No.
My fantasies are right.
Now, of course, it's not always about the pain. It's not about people getting hurt. And that's the one thing we want to keep assuring that's not what kink's about. Because it's about the excitement of the act and the play that's involved. It's not about hurting somebody else, because it's not about violence.
Well, the thing is your kink might be just to dress in a particular style of dress that you would never be seen in public in.
Mm-hmm.
So what tickles your fancy is that you're going to get out there in a chicken suit.
Yes.
That might be your total thing. You're going to walk around. Now, your chicken suit may also have a collar and you may want to be paraded around by someone who is, dominant to you, and you're going to be the submissive chicken.
Someone
in a chicken mask. Who knows?
Quack, quack.
Somebody in a
duck, darling.
Somebody in a gimp mask.
For the people.
We now have the gimp chicken.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Sammy.
Thank you. Now, of course, the one of the wonderful things about this is it's the ability for people to explore their sexuality and things that turn them
and
on.
And sensuality.
And it's about this, the whole sensual side of it and the enjoyment of it. And to be able to be in a space surrounded by people that are actually sharing things that are important to their sexuality and sensuality is pretty amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's so liberating. Like, you see all kinds of people doing all kinds of things that... you may not know them at all. You don't know what they do in their normal everyday life, but you see them in this club scene environment and they are delighted to be free to wear their chicken suit or to spank someone or to be spanked, maybe for the first time and maybe for the 500th time. It doesn't really matter, but they're exploring themselves and what they love and what tickles them, And it's absolutely consensual to everybody involved,
And in a lot of... So
trust as well. You've got to you talk about respect, but actually trust is a big issue. It's a big thing that you have to trust that person that you're with.
Yeah, definitely.
Not to hurt you.
And also, I was approached at one time by somebody who my immediate reaction was not to trust them. So I just chose not to play. So, you have to be really aware of yourself in that environment. And not just throw yourself into any experience, but certainly, am I being respected? do I trust this person that I'm speaking to? Do I trust that the scene is going to go as planned? Will they check in with me as we're playing? You know, are my needs going to be met, essentially?
And I think that's one of the things that you do find very much within the kink scene is there is so much more awareness about people's own sexuality and sensuality, more than most other scenes, because when people are in and they're involved in play, majority of the times, unless, of course, everyone has to start somewhere, but the people that are very experienced in play in the scene are very, very aware of who they are within themselves. And that awareness breeds so much more involvement into the scene and enjoyment for everyone involved.
And a lot of these individuals enjoy sharing that. They enjoy teaching new people or people coming onto the scene or the kink scene the skills that they have and their knowledge and understanding of what it means to not only to them but certainly what it should be meaning to you as well. You know, there is that element where there's a skill share out there. There is workshops on it. You know, you can go to workshops on skill sharing.
Yes, we've got Kinkfest coming up in September, which is like, you know, Christmas.
Hey, unfortunately, I won't be here.
Oh, God. The thing is, and there's nothing wrong. No one is going to judge you for being a voyeur, because that to a lot of people, that's their particular kink, is being able to go to some of these clubs or some of the parties, and it's perfectly acceptable for your kink to be a voyeur. And nobody is going to judge you for that, the same way that no one's going to judge you to say that you want to get involved in any sort of play.
Because people love you to get involved. People are allowed to opt in and opt out. Yeah, totally. They aren't worried that you don't. They're absolutely open to you doing what it is that you need to do, whether you want to stand on the sidelines and watch, or you'd like to ask questions, or you'd like to experience it. And they'll often be very gentle, you know, to the newbies coming in so that they can have their first, you know, spanking session that's going to
be a positive experience.
Yeah, and get them to a level that they're experiencing it. But then, you know, you might choose to go heavier the next time, or you might want to be flogged instead, or you might want to just experience a different master working with different tools, you know. So there's all kinds of options.
A good mistress or no.
We're going to play one of my favourite songs, which I think is really fitting at the moment. It's a bit of Destiny's Child, Bootylicious, because I know the Gimp's going to like this one. And we're going to get some messages in because she's a bit bootylicious. And we're going to read out some messages right after this. You're on The Wet Spot on Joy 94.9.
Out, loud and proud. Joy 94.9.
You're on The Wet Spot with Sammy on Joy 94.9. The Serpentress and the Gimp are still in the studio. We've taken the ball gag back out of her mouth again. We've been having so much fun talking about all things kink and breaking down a little bit of kink barriers and sort of, I suppose, breaking down a little bit of the language involved around kink too. Now, of course, we've spoken quite a lot about the different types of spanking and impact play that happens, but there's so much more to involved with kink and the different things that you can actually see at a club. But first off, we've had a message in, haven't we, Gimp? It's from Mad Dog and Amy. It says, it's great to have this topic discussed on radio with such humour and the Gimp. Let her laugh. We love to hear the Gimp laugh.
she's sliding again. Come on.
Now, some of the other, we all want to sort of, you know, just touch very briefly, because, of course, we're going to have many more episodes on it, on the fabulous and very involved kink scene, and there's so many different things to cover, of course, within the kink scene. So I suppose some of the other things that you may see happening either at a private party or some of the clubs out there is you might see a little bit of wax play. So, you know, with it, I suppose basically what you're going to see a little bit with that, and quite often people sort of go, oh, wax play, and it's going to be, you know, people being have hot wax spilt on them. Wax play is a lot different, really, isn't it? Because it's not about the typical candles majority of the time that you would buy at the supermarket.
Yeah, well, you know, different people, but that's not to say that you can't go and use the household variety.
Absolutely.
Like, use whatever you have on hand, really. But yeah, no, different people want to experience different different levels. I remember a friend was telling me about an experience she had where they pretty much entirely covered her with wax. She had candles under each armpit, candles between her legs, candles all the way down her side, and they were dripping all the way across the top of her, mm-hmm. and then scraping it off with a knife. So knife play was involved as well. Yeah, but, you know, that was totally getting them all off. They were loving the experience. And that wasn't one item that was done in a club. That was a private residence mm-hmm. thing that they were getting into. But, yeah, she was loving it, had the household variety, had the regular variety, had it all going on.
Of course, with the different types of candles that you use is the different heat of the wax. So, of course, you know, for people that sometimes are starting out in wax play, will be starting out with a soy-type candle. Candle, which is a
very soft burning,
and not as hot. You'll hear people talk about the Japanese dripping candles, which again, a little bit warmer. The wax is a lot hotter, and then of course, you know, your standard candles that people actually, you know, will buy at the supermarket or at one of the department stores. The good old fashioned wax again, sort of to people if increases the heat and for their. What they want is, of course, increases the pleasure because of the reaction that they're actually getting with that.
Some kinksters will make people who are into wax play will make their own wax. You know, they'll go about making their own wax.
That's right.
And, yeah, good blend.
You know, the whole process of doing that and then getting the end result to play with is something that they enjoy. And I do recall having this conversation with somebody not so long ago about them making their own wax. And when their wax players, there's three of them involved because one has to take the temperature and make sure the temperature's correct, another one, you know, so it's quite a process. And that's what we talked about earlier, rituals and processes, you know, getting to that journey and getting to the end result.
And I mean, you know, we've mentioned this quite a lot of the times, and I think that's, again, one of the most important things is it's about that openness and the honesty and the respect and the amount of talking that's involved. I mean, we talk about women that fuck women, and quite often communication...
Say that again, Sammy.
Women that fuck women.
Oh,
the gift's fallen off her chair again. Out of everything that we do, communication is the key. And one of the things...
And women love to communicate.
Women, they do love to communicate. But the main reason that this show is here is to actually get women to communicate about sex.
Yes.
So talk to us, hey.
Talk to us, guys. Come on, we like talking about sex.
Yeah. Talk to us about sex, but also talk to each other. Talk to your partners. Talk to the people that you're playing with. And one of the things that you will find within the King scene is a huge amount of communication involved, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, there's those little moments that I'm sure that you've experienced with a lover that you've, you know, nibbled a little harder on their neck that time.
Oh, just the neck?
Well, you know, you
that's
might
a bit mild.
Take it a little bit further.
You want to talk about
Either way, you know, like there's going to be moments where you fall into some sensual play that may not have been discussed. But if you're going to go for further, slightly heavier, for impact, for bondage, for anything that you know, may push someone's boundaries, a little more than kisses and bites in some extreme places, definitely you've got to speak about it, because not everybody is going to be as cool with what you want to do, you know, as you are. And they really need to kind of, everybody needs to be on board for what you're wanting to play with.
It's a bit negotiated, you know, things need to... negotiate things.
I'll take one candle for your ball gag.
Oh, I'll give you one candle for my ball gag. I'll give you no candles for my ball gag.
And the other thing is we talk about kink and a lot of our tools and toys involved with kink. When you go to a lot of the clubs and a lot of the parties, the one thing that you will find is it is about safe, clean environment. Mm-hmm, so
definitely.
People bring and provide all of their own toys and their own equipment. It's always done with safe sex practices and safeness involved.
Definitely.
Hygiene
is utmost again, which, you know, again, that's that whole myth busting about the kink scene being dirty and, you know, and all of these other negative aspects about it you know, again, it's that openness and it's the honesty and it's about the reality of making sure that everybody is in a safe space, not just about where they are mentally, but where they are physically and where they are about, you know, sharing equipment and sharing toys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you often see people walking in with a whole bag of toys and you're like, ooh, what's in the bag? What's in the suitcase? Oh my God. You know, and look, you know, yes, we love dimly lit experiences because it's soft. It's a little bit more, you know,
heightens the sensations.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, night, Johnny.
Well, and definitely sometimes you're going to have a blindfold on, so you can't see anything at all. But you also might be in an environment, you also might be in an environment where you've got flashing lights, and that's also going to bring a whole other experience to the table. You might be doing something that's a little more medical or a little more needle play. They're going to need a lot of light. Right. So that's under a really brightly lit environment. So each kind of environment of play has its own kinds of necessities, you know, but everything is really clean. It's really you know, like you said, everybody brings their own tools, their own toys. There really isn't the space to just grab somebody else's item without consent. Like, you know, may I borrow your paddle to spank this lady with? They're gonna ask, you know, if they're allowed to use it.
And
then if you'd like it.
And I certainly wouldn't allow anyone to wear my mask.
Not anyone.
No,
not just anyone.
Not just anyone. Maybe Teddy.
Teddy can help. We've had a message in on 0427@joy949. She has said, wet spot, just listening to you all giggling over the spanking and a chicken suit.
Yes. Spanking the chicken.
That's a duck.
Well, we've heard about spanking the monkey, and tonight we've learnt about spanking a chicken.
Spanking the chicken with a gimp mask.
Or the chicken gimp mask.
Or the chicken gimp mask. No, we have to invent that. Someone out there
started clucking like a duck, so I'm not really sure what was going on.
Somebody out there has to come up with a chicken gimp mask.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Well, if you have an idea how to do this, you can go to joy.org.au. You can click on the wet spot. You can find us on email. You can email thewetspot@joy.org.au.
Now, please send us photos of your chicken gimp mask.
Oh, absolutely. And I would also love all of our wonderful women out there listening, and the friends of women that are listening, to maybe learn about what queer women get up to. Mm-hmm. With each other, is if you have any suggestions or topics that you want covered at all, I am open to suggestions, because I tell you what, everything is on the table.
It's
here.
Your show.
It's your show, yeah. And we want to be able to make sure that we're covering what everyone wants us to cover. One of the other things that you know, as we're talking about kink and everything involved in it, there's so many different ways that you can experience this, and kink can start, as we spoke about, it can start about a bite in a different place. It can start pulling out that silk scarf or the silk tie, and instead of putting it on with your shirt, you know, using it to tie your lover's arms to the bedpost and see where you go from there.
As we were talking about earlier too, which we all quite delighted in, the sense that there is verbal bondage. Gimp's going again.
Gimp's going off again. Of course, bondage doesn't need to be about ropes. Bondage doesn't need to be about ties. One of the most exciting things about bondage is having your lover being able to say to you, you are not going to move, or I am going to stop. Now, hang on, we need to stop talking about that, because the gimp's getting all excited again. There are so many different ways for you to explore your sexuality and your sensuality involved in the kink scene. Quickly, your favourite thing about kink?
Oh, favourite. Oh, that you get to explore all facets of yourself. Like, you get to wear something outlandish that you never wear in your normal everyday life. Not that this is my everyday gear. Stop looking at me like that. That you get to experience different sensations, that you, the pain, if that be your pleasure, takes you to other heightened sensations, other spaces in your brain. Like, you can go to other places. It's just a fantastic way to explore yourself. And other people at the same time.
now, Gim, I'm taking the ball gag off for a second. Don't get excited. Well, you can get excited, but tell me about your favourite thing about kink.
I can be me. That's my favourite thing. Yeah. I can be me.
And really, that's what kink's all about, is it about exploring yourself and saying that this is who I am. This is where I want to do. It's about openness and it's about honesty. Ladies, what can I say? I have had so much fun tonight.
Oh, being...
oh yes. And my first threesome in the wet
spot. Oh, damn it.
As the gimp slides off the chair again, there she goes. Now, don't forget, there is so much more to come in the wet spot here on Joy 94.9. It is not just all about kink. It is about women who love to fuck women, and we do.
Yes, we do.
As often as we can, as much as we can, and in so many different ways. And there's so much more for all of our luscious ladies. This show is for all women who identify under the rainbow that like to fuck women, and we want to make sure that you're being represented. So don't forget, email thewetspot@joy.org.au. We want to know what you love about your sex, what you love about your sexuality, what is sensual to you, and we make sure that we'll bring it to you. Until next week, stay moist, ladies.
Australia's most. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.